Good evening. This is the convening meeting of the Personnel Committee of the Pacifica Foundation. My name is Juliana Casnave. I'm a director from KPFT, and I'm the convener. I will make a roll call, and we will go from there. Jim Brown? Jim Brown? Wesley Batum?
Here.
Selin Roberts?
Present.
Janet Cobran?
Present.
Eugenia Casnett, present. Michael Novick?
Present.
Jim Brown? We cannot hear you, Jim. Maggie Wilkinson? Tony Norman? Jan Goodman?
Hello, I'm back.
G. Brown?
Present. Yes.
Okay, we have quorum. Tony Norman asked for an excuse absent because he has a previous commitment. Okay, we need to
first. Margie.
Madam?
Yes?
Yeah, I was going to say Margie had indicated she was not well.
Perfect.
And Chair, may I be recognized?
Yes, Janet. Yes.
So there was no agenda, as far as I know, that was sent out. And I have a preliminary or a proposed one that I want to send, and I'm going to send.
Yes, we will appreciate that, Janet. Thank you.
And, I'm not online, so if it will be read at some point.
Okay, I can read it.
Perfect.
Shall I?
Yes, please.
Okay, elect pro tem chair, elect pro tem secretary, discuss committee mandate, and set next meeting.
Perfect, that sounds right to me. I will receive the email already. And I will... is there any modification? Anybody have any different proposal? Or we can accept this agenda, like our agenda for tonight?
Fine with me.
Okay. Then the first point will be electing pro tem chair. I take nominations. Yes?
I nominate Adriana Casanova.
Second.
Okay. Thank you. I accept. Is any other nominations for Chair Pro Tem? Any other nomination from Chair Pro Tem? Third time. Any other nominations for Chair Pro Tem? No, then... Adriana Casnave is elected chair pro tem. I'm taking nomination for secretary pro tem. Anybody?
I'm driving, but I would like to volunteer someone else. I'd like to nominate someone.
Who?
I would like to nominate Michael Novick.
Michael Novick, do you accept?
I guess I'm willing to serve. I can't actually call roll or do anything this evening because I'm in a car coming back from a spirit run to Montanar, but I can check the
We already made the roll call.
Yeah,
it's okay.
For
today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Then you will take the minutes for tonight.
Yeah.
Thank you, Michael. Any other nominations? Any other nomination for Chair Pro Tem? For Secretary Pro Tem, I'm sorry. Okay, Michael Novick is elected like Secretary Pro Tem.
Janet, may I?
Yes. Go ahead.
I'm willing to help with any notes for tonight.
Perfect. I mean, you can communicate with... between you and Michael and get the minutes. We will go to the third point that will be discussing the committee's mandate. Anybody on the stack? Because we know for the stream, we know that we are not in a standing committee. It means that we need a mandate from the PMB to, for whatever the PMB mandate us to do, and we don't have any yet, but we can ask the PMB. We open the floor for options. Anybody wants to be on the floor?
Serene.
And then okay, Janet.
Serene and Janet. Okay.
So I think we need to begin the search for a permanent executive director, and I also would like us to work towards standardizing certain processes, such as the evaluation of the station manager and program director at each of our stations.
Okay. Janet?
I have some comments about what Serene just said, but I have some additional ideas. So what shall I say my ideas first and then maybe get back on the stack for?
Yes.
So evaluate the CFO and compile a list of, or compile the job descriptions for all staff.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay. I think that we have then four tasks that we should ask the PMB to mandate us to follow up in those four tasks. Is anybody have any commentaries about it or any ideas?
Janet? I have a question.
Yes.
Wesley, KPFT.
I'm sorry, Wesley. I didn't recognize you. Go ahead.
How is the search for an executive director going? Do you bring me up to date?
Well, we don't have, the mandate is not on. We need the PMB to give this committee. That's why we convened the, I was expecting that yesterday we could add that to the end of the PMB meeting, but we didn't have the time to do it. But we need a mandate from the PMB to do that. I think that we have previous information and previous candidates from that we need to start, that we cannot do it without the mandate of the PMB. That's why we put in the list, the first one is the search for an executive director.
Janet, can I?
What?
Janet?
Yes, Janet.
Well, I have concerns at this time about searching for an ED when we don't know, you know, we don't have money to pay for an ED. So there's issues around that. I think that should come later, or at least that needs to be determined whether there would be money to pay an ED.
Okay. Anybody else?
Yeah, Serene for the staff.
Serene, go ahead.
Okay. So how we order our tasks and what kind of timelines or deadlines are set for getting whatever the PMB agrees we should be doing done is one thing, but there's no question but that we will need an executive director, and it is not an immediate process. So obviously we're not going to find a volunteer for the permanent position, but we have to be about the business of finding somebody.
Janet.
Okay, Janet.
Yeah, I mean, eventually, yes, but, and it will take time because the search for an ED includes a job, you know, approving a job description. I mean, we have one from the last time, but there are a whole series of steps that the committee would have to go through in the search. I'm assuming that's what is meant by a search for an ED.
Yeah. Okay, I think, does anybody have any ideas? I mean, I think that the 4 points that we already have for the 4 tasks that we said that we need, I think that is more than enough to have this committee working the rest of the year. I believe that the next thing that we should do today, unless that... I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, why don't you finish your...
Yeah. Well, if somebody have anything to add to these 4 points, or we should make a motion, we can entertain a motion to ask the PMB, you know, for this task, to mandate us this task.
Jim Brown here.
Okay. Go ahead, Jim.
This is one of the hardest things to for us to think about, but especially in our current financial condition. But we have to, for the future, start to develop or establish a position of development person or fundraiser for the foundation. I don't know, you know, we're so far away from it because we don't have any money right now, but that should be a thinking for the future of the foundation. And I don't know where it would start.
Janet?
I'm kidding.
Yeah. A development plan, is that what?
A person to actually organize it and put it together and think about how it would, you know, just what would it look like for this foundation? Because we don't have anything in place for that right now.
So I'm wondering, is that what you're suggesting as a part of the mandate for the committee?
I'm throwing it out as here, or something that we about.
Sitting.
Okay, so I know that last night we discussed this on the PMB call, and we did, I believe there was so much back and forth about it, but I believe we did manage to approve a motion that was based on an NFC motion to have the IED and CFO prepare a proposal for hiring a development consultant. And there were 3 things they were tasked with doing, including finding the money, putting in writing the characteristics or the qualifications, background that we would be looking for. And there was a 3rd thing. Sorry, I'm driving. I can't go back and look at the motion. Now that that has been passed, once they prepare that and bring it back to the PNB, it may be reasonable. For the personnel committee to become involved in it, or the board may decide that all things considered, as soon as the money is available, we need to be able to move, and it doesn't need to go through the committee process. I don't know, but it's sort of already in progress. But I'm glad you raised it here because it's sort of key to everything else. We have to have some money.
Okay. Anybody?
Janet. Okay. So I'm about to send an email with a motion that this committee passes, and that is that the personnel committee requests the PNB mandate the committee to do the following: search for an ED, standardize processes, evaluate the CFO, compile job descriptions for all staff.
Standardize, you send an email with that?
I haven't sent it yet, but that's what I'm going to send. Unless somebody, Serene, do you want to clarify more the standardizing processes? What processes?
It's a standardized process for evaluating the gyms.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's what I will include. And I'm about to send it.
Should include there the GM and the program directors.
Okay.
Because those are the ones that the LSPs
right,
evaluate every year.
Okay. I just sent it.
Okay. Yeah. That is it.
So I'd like to amend that.
Go ahead.
So I would prefer that we use the word authorize rather than mandate.
Okay. Do we have any objections to change mandate to
authorize?
To replace mandate for authorize? Okay, hearing none, the change to the personal committee request the PMB to request the PMB authorize the committee to do the following: search for NED, a standardized process for evaluating VMs and PDs, evaluate the CFO, compile job description for all staff. Do we have any discussions, or do we want to approve? Do you have anybody have?
Good. Can we talk about the last one a little bit? There was some discussion in the Finance Committee about compiling the job descriptions or asking the GMs to produce the job descriptions. I can't remember what the final upshot of that motion was.
Janet?
Okay, go ahead, Janet.
I think that failed, or that was not included in the motion, whatever motion that was passed.
Yeah, I believe so.
So I would like to discuss it further. Is the purpose of this, the logical purpose of it to me is to try to figure out what we are spending our personal money on, and if there are economies where work could be shared across stations for the entire network. Is that what people are thinking about, or is there something else?
Oh, just that, it would be a service to the foundation to have this information. It's in one place and kind of maybe standardize some of the job or take a look at them. At least we would have these job descriptions to look at, or we should all have them, be able to look at them.
This is Serene.
Go ahead, Serene.
So I think in finance, we had asked, someone remind me, did we ask for the managers to prepare an organizational chart that actually shows us who's doing what? And I think we asked for job descriptions in that. Can someone who's on finance remember?
I think that... All of us, you, Serene, Michael, and me, the three of us are part of the National Finance Committee, but I could hear the Finance Committee, but I couldn't talk, but you know already what we discussed there. But I think that this is a totally different scenario. I think that falls into the purview of the, I think that without saying it, any organization, every organization should have a standardized job description of the personnel that the foundation is paying a salary for.
Janet?
Yes, well, I believe that that is what we are doing. We are not saying, we are not mandating here anything specifically. We are asking the PMB to give this committee a compilation of job descriptions for all the staff. I think that once that we start, we have that authorization, I figured out that we need to find a way to mail it. That's it. I mean, Janet?
Well, I'm not on the finance committee, but I listened, and I know that the job description part of the motion was removed. It was not included.
Okay.
Michael.
Okay.
And Serena at some point.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I had drafted a motion based on a request from, I think, the treasurer of KPFT, which I think included that language originally about the job descriptions. But I think that the correct way to do it is asking to have management produce them. I don't see how we can, we're not going to come up with the job descriptions, I don't think, as a committee. Yes, they are. I mean,
Janet,
the personnel in general are. Personnel in general are kind of a chain of command that is, you know, related to the management's authority over personnel.
You can sit in.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Finish. I'm sorry, Michael.
I'm finished.
Okay.
You're done, Michael?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a fallacy to think that we're going to have standardized job descriptions beyond the management. What people do at stations under various titles is very different. Each station is very different from the other. So I think if LSDs want to have job descriptions as part of looking at the new budget, that makes sense. But I don't know that it makes sense for personnel to gather job descriptions and then try to impose our understanding of what the work entails across the network. That's not going to happen. The stations operate in very different ways. I mean, even something as simple as everyone calling the unpaid staff as opposed to calling unpaid staff who show up to do a show, you know, 52 weeks a year, volunteers, as though they popped into the phone room for 3 hours, you know, is something that we've been unable to get people to grasp. Not that I'm minimizing phone volunteers. They're essential to getting the calls, right? They bring in the money. But I don't think our work is job description. I think those need to be worked on a local level, recognizing that the stations are different. I'm probably going to get dropped.
Janet?
Okay, go ahead, Janet.
So my proposal was to compile job descriptions for all the staff, period. It wasn't to do anything, you know, so it would be available. It wasn't to look at them and whatever.
If I can say something, I believe that what we are asking only is to the PMB to give us those tasks. That doesn't mean that maybe when we start working on that, we arrive to different conclusions. And I think that we should But I have another idea. I don't know if anybody claimed that we have I heard that different versions of a handbook, a personal handbook, and I don't know if any of you think that we should add that to our tasks.
Would you repeat that again? What?
Yes, the handbook, the personal handbook. I heard different versions. People said that it's not being changed since 96. Somebody said that some changes were done. That is, somebody said that it's totally outdated. How the committee feels to include that in our tasks. The review of the personal handbook of the foundation.
Bethune here.
I'm sorry?
Bethune, KPFT.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Go ahead.
We need to see what we have. I haven't seen a copy of it. And it's necessary that we update it, especially since we don't have a human resource director. Mm-hmm. So, I think that's very, very important. Thank you.
And should add it like point number five in our in your email, your motion, Janet?
I believe that the IED ran the handbook by HR, an HR person recently.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, I think legal. Anyway, something is being done by Lydia around this. And the last one that was approved by a PNB, and I don't have it in front of me right now, was a couple of years ago or three or more, but it was contingent on it being reviewed by legal and HR. So that's, I think it, there's something happening with that.
Adriana?
Yes, go ahead, Jen. Celine, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think that might have been back in 2013, and there were all sorts of problems, including the fact that the drafts were supposed to have been distributed to the staff at all stations for feedback, and that was not done. When it was finally approved, there was a question about whether or not there was even quorum at the meeting where it was rushed through. So I agree with you that we ought to find out what the status is with regard to the handbook and try to get something in place with proper attention to inclusion of the perspectives of the people who actually do the work that makes stations run.
Janet?
Go ahead, Janet.
Well, I think that this is what we're asking the PNB, we're talking about what we're asking the PNB to authorize this committee to do. And so I think the PNB needs to talk about this first, I would imagine, before this committee. Well, I don't know. I would not think that this is what we should include right now.
Okay.
For this committee.
Everybody feel the same.
And actually, I do have the date of when the handbook was approved pending HR and legal. And it was January 20th, 2014.
Yeah, I remember that was before the meeting, before the new PNB, in 2014, the old PNB.
May I speak?
Yes, I mean, go ahead.
Okay. So, yes, it was the 2013 PNB, which is what I thought I...
Exact.
But anyway, I mean, I don't want to do the tit-for-tat. It's tiresome, it's irritating, it's pointless. I'm not going to do that, but there seems to be an objection every, raised up
Okay, perfect.
My point is that everything we're putting together by way of a proposal to the PNB will have to be discussed with the PNB. I don't see how the handbook is any different from any of the other things we're proposing we look at. So I don't understand the point of that statement.
We can put it to vote if anybody wants to add or not.
Yeah. Michael says it's back.
Okay, Michael.
Yeah, well, two things. One is the reason that the issue of the job descriptions came up in the Finance Committee reflects the fact that we're in a financial crisis, which we alluded to in this call by questioning whether we have the money to pay for an executive director. And the purpose of looking at the job descriptions, in my mind, is to try to figure out, are we using our existing staff in the most productive way to sustain mm-hmm. the stations and the foundation? And looking at not just economies, but how to share the resources or get the jobs done that need to be done with the staff we have available to us, or to see if there are... there was some discussion about the fact that we're sharing business managers across stations and that all the stations need business managers. But, I think all the stations desperately need better websites, and the foundation needs a better website. And there are a lot of other things that might be done by sharing the resources of a couple of stations for the good of all. So that's what I would be interested in, getting some authorization from the PNB to do, looking at the job descriptions that exist, but also thinking about the jobs that need to be done that aren't getting done. In relation to what we propose in the motion, procedurally, I would suggest that we list all the things that people think we should be asking for an authorization from the PNB for, and then we sort of vote on them individually. Anything that gets a majority will be included in the list of things that we ask the PNB for, rather than debating over, over them. I mean, I think if enough people on the committee think we should be doing it, then we should ask for the authorization to do it.
Okay, everybody agree that we have a motion. We want to separate the motion. You mean, Michael, and you want us to vote in one of the points at a time?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's a procedural suggestion.
Okay.
Serene, for the staff.
Okay, Serene, go ahead.
Okay, so I don't know what the proper language is to achieve what I want, but here's what I'd like to do. Because I recall from finance there being an agreement to ask, I think, for an organizational chart and to indicate what the various positions were, what the work entailed, what, and whether or not, it's full-time or part-time or whatever the case is. So if, in fact, that did survive the final cut of that motion, I do not want us to be repeating a request that another committee has already handled, because it's easy. There, as you said, at least three of us, four if you add Tony, that offhand, I remember being on the Finance Committee. So if, in fact, it's already in the Finance Committee motion, I would ask that I want us to vote provisionally, so that if, in fact, it's already part of the request there, we don't include it in our request here.
Okay. Anybody else for the stack? If not, I will put myself.
How about Janet? Jim?
I'm sorry?
And
who else?
And Jim.
Jim? Okay, go ahead, Jim.
Do we know exactly what happens at each station yet? In other words, have we ever any kind of audit evaluation kind of to find out exactly what happens at each one of our stations? How do we know? These are questions that I'm just throwing out right now. How do we know, whether they're fully staffed or do they have enough staff, and what are the actual functions of the people who are there? How do we know that? And how can we get to know that, or is it necessary for us to know that?
Janet? Okay, so two things. One, I am fine with changing the one, compile job descriptions for all staff, provided this is not being done by another committee. But I also am fine with, instead of Michael's suggestion to vote on each item separately, we have so far five. I mean, we didn't technically approve, Adriana, your addition of reviewing personnel handbook, mm-hmm. but we have, I have in my notes five items that have been suggested by different members of this committee, and I'm fine with approving the whole list to be sent to, and request the PNB authorize the committee to do whichever ones that it decides, either all of them or some of them. So put out the whole list to them.
Okay. I want to remind the members that doesn't matter what other committees, other committees do. I mean, the other committees, they have the finance committee, obviously have to do with finance, and we are personnel committee. I cannot, I don't think that we are repeating the job or the work of the two committees because of two different situations, and I don't think that is part of that. The purview of this committee is to know what the job descriptions, compile the job descriptions for the employees of this foundation. I think that have nothing to do with the finance situation, have to do with what we really have, and trying to standardize the, like we said, evaluation, that have nothing to do with the finance situation, have nothing to do if we can afford it or not. I'm hearing a bunch of noises. Is there any way that everybody can mute?
I'm sorry. I unmuted to ask for the staff. I'll come back on mute until I'm recognized.
Okay. I believe that we, if the PMB authorizes us to follow up in these tasks, we will define then some of these situations and have nothing to do, like I said, in my view, have nothing to do with the finance situation. Finance have a very defined job. But the purview of this committee is a totally different one. But, it's up to the committee to make the decisions. Okay, Celine.
And then Janet on the stack again.
Janet, okay.
Okay, so I think it is perfectly acceptable that different committees will have a different approach to the data, but I don't see the point in having two committees trying to get the data. You know what I mean? We don't need to have two sets of people trying to get the same information, that they will do different things with the information once they've received it is fine. But why would we double up on the work of getting the information? So that's why I want to urge that we go with the provisional language, that if finance is already getting that information, we don't need to seek it. There are enough of us who can just forward it over to the other members of this group, and then what we do with it will be different. Perhaps somehow finance approves it, although it doesn't sound to me like it's going to be terribly different. Everybody's looking towards what can be cut. And again, the caution that I don't know that a committee can really make that determination for a station. But, okay, Thanks.
Anybody? Janet?
Well, I kind of agree that we don't want to duplicate the process of compiling these job descriptions. I don't think that this was what the Finance Committee included in its in any of its motions. But what this committee could do is do that part for the Finance Committee. I mean, it's to me more appropriate that the Personnel Committee compile the job descriptions and then provide them to whoever needs them for whatever purposes.
Okay, I believe that it's time for us to make, I mean, we cannot keep hanging out in this. We need to make a decision now. And I hope that we can vote on this and then decide our next point that will be the next debate for our next meeting. Okay. Do you want the committee wants to vote like Michael asked, individually, or you want to do it all together? Do you have any preferences?
I move that we vote on all the items together.
All the items together? That what you say, Sanin? I'm sorry, we couldn't. Sarin, did you say to vote all the items together?
Yeah, just vote it all as one a motion that lists five items. I don't think there's strong enough opposition to any of it to warrant.
Okay.
Janet.
I'm sorry. Who asked for the stack?
Janet, but Michael asked for the stack.
Michael, okay. Michael, go ahead.
No, I said that's fine with me. I'll go through the idea of separating it if everybody's okay with the five.
Okay.
Janet. Well, the only thing is one of the five is not clear. It's either compile job descriptions for all staff or that same thing provisionally. So
compile the job description for all the staff.
Without the provisional.
I think that what we said was... is compiling the job description. I don't know. I don't think that. Or Sharine, you feel strongly that we need to add there provisionally, because
I think we can check the motion that was approved. We have the motions that were approved that night. Unfortunately, you know, a number of us are driving. But if somebody's already doing it, why would we assign ourselves the same task that somebody's already doing?
And if somebody's not already doing it?
Janet, that's why the language
is provisional. I'm sorry. I will ask all of us to talk to the chair. Please.
But okay. Maybe provisional isn't the word. I don't know. English is not my first language. But... I said, okay. If in fact personnel, finance is doing it, we will simply forward the information when we receive it. If they're not doing, that's what provisional I thought meant. If they're not doing it, then we'll do it. I can't. What's the problem?
Do anybody have the? Is in front of the computer that can check. The motion that passed the National Finance Committee?
No, because Michael and I are both driving.
Okay. Okay. Let me give a compromise here. We will pass it the way that it is here, compile a job description for all the staff, and if we find out from here to the moment that we present this to the PMB, that something is different, any one of us can propose an amendment to this motion. And we don't need to hang up in this discussion, right? Anybody disagree with that?
I'm sorry. I my vocabulary is extremely limited. Because I'm obviously not able to convey what I'm thinking clearly, you know, clearly enough for others to understand. Provisional means, I said, if the NFC is already doing it, we will not. If they are not, we will. Why would we not include that language that is very clear about our intention in our motion to the PNB and wait for it to be amended when we get there? We can clarify what we're saying now. Maybe someone else can help me phrase it.
Janet, go ahead. I agree with what Adriana suggests, to leave it in there. And, I mean, even the reviewing the personnel handbook is a little controversial, but just leave the compile job descriptions for all staff in there. And when, if and when the time comes that the PNB, that this is on the agenda and is being addressed, and it has learned, or it has been learned that the Finance Committee or another committee is doing the compilation, then that it would be, we could amend it and remove that. But I would want to leave it in and not even say that it's provisional.
Are we ready to vote on?
On which?
On the whole motion, the way that we have it. Unless that, if you certainly want to add, tell me where you are, you want to add the difference in language, because, you know, my English is much more limited than yours. And if you tell me, I have in front of me the email that Janet sent, and the only thing that we add to that is the point number 5 that was the review of the personal handbook. If you want something different, tell me exactly where you want to put it, and we will vote in yours first, like an amendment, and if that, you know, if everybody agrees, fine. If not, we will go to the original one.
I'm going to abstain on the motion, so you guys just go ahead, because this is exhausting and completely unnecessary.
Celine, I'm asking you to tell me which language you want to change, because we have a motion. What language do you want to change? What amendment you want to do to that motion?
With regard to the job description piece, as I said, I believe the language
point number 4
provisional. It does not weaken or destroy the motion in any way. This is like a pointless discussion on this issue. I don't know why we've spent so much time on it.
Serene, what I'm asking you is to tell me which language you want to add or take from point number 4.
I'm driving, so I'm not looking at the motion as it was last read.
Well,
Janet,
number 4, read, compile the job description for all staff.
Unless such a task is already being done through the National Finance Committee's motion.
Okay.
Janet.
That is
so
your...
So ridiculous.
Janet, go ahead.
Well, I mean, we could vote on the original 5 list the list of 5 ideas, and if that does not get approved, then reconsider or, you know, vote on a different list.
Point of order.
The added language.
Point of order.
And anyway, I'm wondering whether is this an amendment? So is Serene's an amendment to my item?
That's the way
that
the
list
it,
would be.
Serene? You have
Can
a point
anyone
of
hear
order,
me?
Janine. You have a point
My
of order.
My point of order is that it is an amendment, and amendments are
Thank
not
you.
Voted on if the original fails.
Okay.
So I don't. Why are we changing the rules tonight?
Okay.
Why is there an attempt?
May I
to change the rules?
What I said is, if I take yours like an amendment, we will vote right now in the motion as amended, in the amendment that Serene made. That is the first vote. Will be right now.
Wait, Janet. Sorry. Point of order. Point of order.
Go ahead, Janet, with your point of order.
What I'm hearing is that Serene is amending the individual item that I had raised or, you know, included.
May I clarify?
Yeah.
Okay. If I did understand what we are talking about, we have on the floor a motion that is your motion with an amendment in point number 4 that said, compile the job description for all staff unless such a task is being done by the National Finance Committee. That is what I have, and I think that is an amendment. And if you, I don't want to keep discussing the issue. If Serena agrees that is her amendment, we will go to vote in her amendment.
Point of information.
Go ahead, Janet, with your point of information.
We're voting on just on that amendment or on the whole list with that amendment?
We are voting on the whole motion as amended by Serene.
Okay.
Michael, are you ready to take the roll call or you want Janet to take the roll call?
I can't take the roll. I'm in
okay.
the car. I don't remember.
Can you take the roll call, Serene? Janet, I'm sorry.
Yes, one moment. Okay, well, I'm going to... All right. Cobrin, I pass. Novick.
Yes.
Yes. Bethune.
Pass.
Casnave.
No.
No. Roberts.
Yes.
Yes. Brown.
Yes, as amended.
Yes. Well, Wilkinson, Goodman, Norman. Okay, so I passed. I'm going to vote no. Bethune?
No.
No. Okay, so we have 1, 2, 3. We have 3 yes, 3 no.
Okay, the motion failed, the amendment failed. We will vote now in the original motion.
Okay, here it goes again. Cobrin, yes. Novick.
I'm sorry. Yes.
Yes. Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Casnave.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts.
I abstain.
Abstain. Brown. Jim?
Yeah.
Yes. Wilkinson, Goodman, Norman. Okay, so we have 5 yes, 0 no, 1 abstention.
Okay. I think that the next step is set the next meeting. I believe that we should go, we should decide which day we want it, but I believe that we should wait till the next PNB meeting because we don't have a mandate in that. I don't know how the members feel.
Point of information?
Yes. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, maybe I misunderstand. Are we talking about setting the next meeting?
Yes.
So I'm not sure what that has to do with the PNB's authorization. Shouldn't we have another meeting anyway? Or
because till we have a PNB authorization, we don't have this committee. It's not a standing committee. We don't have anything to do till the PNB mandate us or authorize us to do our whatever work they want us to do. If anybody feels different, go ahead. Any ideas?
Janet.
Okay, go ahead, Janet.
Well, no different idea. I'm just, I support what you're saying.
Okay. Anybody have any, prefer any dates, specifically during the week? I can see at May, we have May 5th, we have the PNB meeting, and I hope that the PNB can solve the May 5th, can give us that mandate. We'll know that that's a huge discussion. After that, we can set our next meeting. Do the members have any preference about Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Monday, Tuesday? Is anybody? We have open all the Fridays, and we have open Thursday 12, and then almost half of the month is empty. Do anybody prefer any specific day?
I propose May 13th or 20th to poll the committee. There are three people who aren't present.
May 13th, Friday, May 13th?
Or the 20th.
Or the 20th. Okay. Yes.
Janet?
Anybody? Yes.
I prefer the 20th.
Okay. Anybody else?
I have an LSB meeting on the 14th, and we have anyway.
Okay.
Madam Chair, maybe I was misunderstood. I'm proposing that we poll the full committee, not that we decide now.
Okay. You want to ask to make an email, make a poll by email? Okay, perfect. Between the 13 and the 20, you mean? Anybody else have any other ideas? Okay. It means that. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, it's all right. I prefer the 20th if that's possible.
Okay. Then we have Jim Brown and Janet Coburn, the 20. Okay. We can poll the rest of the committee members, but I think that the five of us can make the decision now. Or not? I mean, what do anybody think?
Janet? Question.
Yes.
So, polling the whole committee by when? What would be the deadline?
What I wish that we, the five of us, the six of us, we can make the decision now.
Oh.
We can pull the other three. We can pull the other three, and then we'll see if it would be easier if we decide now and give the other members the date that we have. And if they have any objection, obviously we can revise it by email. but we can advance a little bit the work right now.
Okay, I'm not speaking for Michael, but as someone who's driving and unable to really look at all of my commitments, I can't make that call now. I was just looking a couple of Fridays after the PMB met, so we would hopefully know where, you know, what we're doing by then.
Okay, perfect. Then I will send an email to all the members asking for. Today is the 22nd. By the 29th, we will have like a week to make the decision.
Sorry. Repeat that, sorry.
I will send an email tonight to all the members of the committee to give them till the 29th. And according to the answers, by the 29th, we will decide if it's the 20 or the 13th. Anybody disagree with that or have any other ideas?
Shireen for the staff.
Shireen, go ahead.
I move to adjourn.
Okay.
What? All right. So that
anybody? What?
Janet, question?
Yes, go ahead.
So that means that you're... Adriana, you're polling the whole committee, as you described, is a go.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. I will send tonight an email to the whole committee, giving them to the April 29 to make a decision. And according to the numbers, if we will make the decision. Will be May 13 or May 20. Okay.
Then yes, I heard no objection before. You gave a good long time.
Perfect. Then we, thank you, Shireen. Then we, I think that we have the motion to adjourn on the floor. Anybody object? Okay. Then we are adjourned.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Bye.